Welcome to the Bobby Christina Media Teleconference. My name is Sylvia, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. During the question-and-answer session, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Tasha Wheaton Greg. Tasha, you may begin.
Good morning, everyone. We are so excited to have you join us. We certainly know with all of our busy schedules, there's so many places you could be this morning or this afternoon, depending on what coast you're on. And so we appreciate you taking the time out to participate in this media teleconference and to learn and hear more about our new upcoming TV One original film, Bobby Christina. We are joined today by our cast and members of our creative team that you'll be hearing from on the call today. We are joined by Joy Rivarez, who, embodies and delivers an amazing performance as Bobby Christina, the title role. Demetria McKinney, who plays Whitney Houston. Vivica Fox, who plays Pat Houston in the film. We will be joined at some point by Hassan Johnson, who plays Bobby Brown this morning. We have Nandi Jeter, who plays the character of Nick Gordon, and members of our creative team, Rhonda Baraka, who wrote the screenplay, Ty Hodges, our director, Tracy Baker Simmons, representing the executive producers on the project, which also include Wanda Shelley and Eric Tumanis. I'm not going to pronounce his last name right.
Thomas Uman.
Thank you. And D'Angela Proctor, our Senior VP and Head of Original Programming and Production at TV One, as well as Robin Green Arrington, our VP of Original Programming, who also served as Executive in Charge of Production and so kindly just corrected my mispronunciation of one of our producers' names. Thank you all for joining us. I am going to just begin with a very brief overview statement, and then I'm going to turn it over to our head of programming to give a brief introduction of the project. But we are very passionate about this labor of love that we'll be presenting on October 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern on our network. We feel strongly that this film aims to restore something that has been lost amidst the tabloid headlines that surrounded Bobby Christina Brown, which is the real person, the vibrant, talented, and troubled only daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, who unfortunately died too young and whose memory has been really overshadowed by the circumstances of her death. We really hope to put in perspective who this young woman was, and outside of being the child of two famous parents, offer a rare glimpse into her world. So with that said, I am going to turn it over to D'Angela Proctor to just speak a little bit about the project from the network perspective, why we chose to greenlight this particular film, and why this is a good time to tell this particular story. So, D'Angela, to you.
Oh, thank you, Tasha. Welcome, everyone, to the media teleconference for Bobby Christina, first and foremost. As Tasha said, that we're really excited about the presentation of this project. One of the things that appealed the most to me about the Bobby Christina story is that at the end of the day, this is a story of a young girl who was looking for a boy to love her. And to me, it is a quintessential love story gone wrong. And to be honest, it could have been anyone. It could have been, she didn't have to be Whitney Houston's and Bobby Brown's daughter. She just happened to be Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter, which added another layer of complexity to the relationship that she was seeking. It also added a level of complexity to what she brought to the relationship between her and Nick Gordon. So I think that the story, we put together a really strong team, and you'll hear from the wonderful cast, the passionate cast about the project, and how it was really special from day one. The casting was impeccable, the portrayals were fantastic, and we're really happy about this movie. In terms of why we're telling the story now, I mean, I don't know that it would be better to tell the story 2 years from now or 3 years from now. The story is something that poses a cautionary tale to young women in terms of the choices that they make and who they bring to a relationship and whether they bring their best selves to a relationship. So in that regard, it's a universal story that can be told at any point in time. Thank you. Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was on mute. I was going to say that, thank you, D'Angela. Next, because we understand that we have some members of the cast whose schedule during production on other projects will not allow them to remain with us the entire time, I'm going to skip around a little bit and hear next from members of our cast. We're going to start with Joy Rivarez, who plays the title role as Bobby Christina, and just hear from Joy a little bit about playing this role. You know, you have had some acting experience, Joy, but I do believe this may be your first lead role, and you are around the same age as Bobby Christina would have been had she lived. Was there any perspective that her story kind of gave you about trials or challenges that you may face or have faced?
You know, I think it's, first, hello, everyone. I think it's a lot like what D'Angela was just saying. You know, as a woman, you love hard, and seeing love through Chrissy's eyes was a whole nother world for me. She also had, you know, such this intense relationship with her mother, this intense connection. And I think growing up, what she saw, you know, with me and Bobby, this was like something she wanted, you know. So I think she was looking for that kind of love for herself and, you know, maybe not completely understanding what they had. I think she found herself in a situation with Nick. I think it was just eye-opening for me that how lost you can get in another person. When you need someone to validate your existence, your talent, you know, you as a person, they pretty much own you. And going through that through Chrissy's eyes was hugely eye-opening for me as far as her relationship standpoint.
Okay. Thank you, Joy. You know, Vivica, we know you from so many powerful roles that you've played, you know, and have enjoyed your work over the years. Talk to us about participating in this project. In particular, your character was a very important force in Whitney's life and the Houston family, and Bobby Christina's. Can you talk a little bit about this role and what it means for you to play Pat Houston?
Well, it's very important. Good morning, everyone, as well, or afternoon, wherever you may be. Very important for me to be a part of this project because I knew the family personally. And for me to be cast to play Pat Houston, Pat kind of took over a little bit of the parental role once Whitney passed away, looking out for Bobby Chris. So what I'm more thrilled about more than anything else was that working with Ty Hodges, who is someone that I've known for a very, very long time, is that we wanted to do is to humanize this story and the characters so that we explained how they were all connected and how, you know, the challenges of after such a huge loss of Whitney Houston passing away, to make people understand these people outside of the tabloid headlines. So it was just very important for me because I loved Bobby Christina and Whitney Houston, and I knew Pat, and so I was glad that the director, Ty Hodges, made sure that I looked at footage of Pat to get her mannerisms and that we made her as believable as possible.
Mm-hmm. And do you find it more difficult to play a role when you know that you're portraying a real person or someone you actually knew as opposed to a fictional character? You've done, you know, a lot of both. What, for you,
right,
is the difference?
Well, gosh, well, when you play a fictional character, you can create and find layers and discovery. But when someone is alive and you're playing, you know, someone that's alive, you know, like for me, like it was really important for me, her hands. Like I really made sure that we always made sure that Pat had French tip nails, the way her hair was styled. So that, you know, I may not have looked exactly like her, but we just tried to capture all of her essence, the way she spoke in her quiet tone. I tried to embody as much of that as possible. And then add a little sass in there, a little Vivica.
Thank you, Vivica. Demetria, thank you so much for joining us. Can you talk about, you know, your role in the film, why it was important to you, and stepping into, you know, a role playing such a huge legend? You know, we know you were a big Whitney Houston fan prior to the film. Is this a character you've always wanted to play?
Right.
Hello, everybody. Yes. Anytime I've been interviewed or asked what my dream role would be, even before her passing, it was always Whitney Houston. And it's not just because of the voice. It's not just because of the phenomenality that she was on stage and the presence that she was in everybody's life. But it was more so because of who I became because of her voice. Because of, she never met me. She never knew me. But being a person who has been homeless, being a person who came from a household where I was molested, you know, there were different things that I didn't know how to emote and almost couldn't get out of because that space was so dark. But her voice literally was able to bring me out of it. And she was the musical inspiration for me pursuing everything that I'm doing with my music. So playing this role had so many different things for me, and the opportunity to honor her, the opportunity to restore the humanity, as I think everybody in the cast really and crew really wanted to do, the opportunity to make sure that we all saw ourselves in those people was something I absolutely could not pass up. If you take out Bobby Christina's name, if you take out Whitney, if you take out Bobby Brown, these are real people. I think the superhuman part of them being, you know, icons and iconic kind of took away from the fact that we needed to let them be who they were, and that might have been the thing that saved them. The love kept them, our fame for them, they, you know, kind of destroyed who they wanted to be in themselves. So playing Miss Whitney Houston wasn't something that I approached lightly, especially when they told me my voice would be used for her as far as the vocal singing. It was scary, it was beautiful, it was spiritual for, I think, all of us, and it was something that I will never, ever forget.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you for sharing that in your transparency and your open heart, Demetria. Let me go to our screenwriter for a moment, because the foundation of any great project and any amazing movie are the words. These characters can't be brought alive without the words on the screen. So, Rhonda, can you talk a little bit about, you know, what captivated you about this story and why you felt it was important to tell it in this way?
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. First and foremost, I was drawn to the mother-daughter bond between Chrissy and Whitney. You know, I have a daughter myself, and just, you know, the idea of imagining what Bobby Christina went through in the wake of losing her mother was heartbreaking. But I was still very, very intrigued by their bond. And beyond that, I was really passionate about this story. You know, I really felt that her story had been cut short when her life ended, that, you know, people were ready to really dismiss her, to silence her story, to just sort of turn out the lights and call it a day on the girl's life. And this, telling the story gave us an opportunity to do what she couldn't do, to speak for herself, to stand up for herself, share her truth. And we made a very, very deliberate attempt to ensure we created this Chrissy's universe. From the very beginning, when we were writing the story, when I was talking with Tracy and Robin and D'Angelo, we were very adamant that this had to be Chrissy's universe. And these other people were simply in her orbit. So telling it from her perspective, a first-person perspective, all of those things were very important for us. And we were fortunate to have a director who embraced that as well.
I'm sorry, Rhonda. Hold on a second. Robin. Whoever's in the background, can you put yourself on mute?
Robin, I was just about to do that. Thank you. And operator, if you hear background music or voices, if there's anything you can do to help manage the sound quality, that would be great as well. It also sounded, Rhonda, like your signal may not be clean. You were breaking up just a little bit. So hopefully everybody got that. So can everybody not speaking right now go on mute? Because I still hear the background. Okay. Operator, if you can identify and isolate where that's coming from, that would be extremely helpful. In the meantime, we'll move on to our next speaker. Nadi, you know, who truly embodies the role of Nick Gordon in this piece. Talk about what you knew about Nick Gordon before you got the script and how that affected getting into this role.
I knew Nick Gordon as being really close to the family, but not really knowing his impact and, you know, and effect on Chrissy until I got around the people that really knew her, and they told me, you know, how he really was. So it was definitely a intense role to get into, you know, to really get into his mindset and how he grew up. But you know what I mean, it was interesting because how he came off, and then how Chrissy knew him. And took him in into the family. He's kind of different. So people saw him as, you know, a villain or, you know, a bad guy. But then at the same time, he had a kind heart, and Chrissy had a soft spot for him. So to mix both, it was fun, but at the same time, it was very intense. So yeah.
Thank you, Nadi. Let's speak for a moment to our executive, one of our executive producers and creators of the project, Tracy Baker Simmons. So, Tracy, talk about why it was important for you to do a movie about Bobby Christina's life. You know, you created Being Bobby Brown in the Houstons and watched her grow up from childhood to a young adult. Why did you feel it important to do this movie, and why you and your producing partner, Wanda Shelley, could best tell this story?
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for having us. Basically, we knew Chrissy really since she was about, I don't know, like 8 or 9 years old, and we knew her as a young, loving, and talented, really sweet, actually, little girl. And we really felt like her life story could really serve as a testimony to other young ladies balancing the challenge of coming, you know, basically coming of age themselves. We lived in the same community with them. We knew her friends and what she meant to them and what they meant to her. And to be honest, we don't really feel like there is a best person to tell anyone's story, but that there are different perspectives and sides to everyone. And the side of Chrissy that most people, and really with most people, the side that people share with their friends is a lot different from what they share with their family. But it's still authentic. And what we really wanted to do was to open this space up to tell this young girl's story from a perspective of her friends who, you know, really wanted to honor their friend and the memory of her in a way that hopefully would be life-changing to other young girls facing the same sort of, like, just universal life challenges. We were fortunate enough to be able to really bring those relationships forward to the network, D'Angela Robin, and work with Rhonda in such a way to be able to accomplish that. And, you know, that's really where we were coming from. We love her so much, like our own, like she called us auntie. And, you know, we feel very proud of the film and that it has done that. Like every frame that I watch or every little piece of it now that they share with us, we tear up because we've been able to do something that honors someone that we really love a lot.
Thank you for that and for sharing that. We've been joined by Hassan Johnson. I'm going to ask our operator, because he is somehow in the wrong queue, to please move him into the speaker's queue so we can also hear from Hassan about taking on the role of Bobby Brown. I'm going to give you a moment to do that while I go to our director, Ty Hodges, who truly delivered an amazing piece of art with directing this project. Ty, as a former child actor yourself, you were also in the limelight at a young age, much like some of the characters involved in this story, Bobby, Whitney, and to, you know, some degree, Bobby Christina herself. Was there a level of sensitivity that you brought to, you know, the project, the portrayal of these real-life characters based on your personal experience? And, you know, what was maybe the most challenging part to pull out of the cast?
Hello, everyone. This is Ty. I don't know if I'm loud where I'm at. You guys, am I a little loud? My apologies.
You're great. I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Well, okay, thank you guys, everyone, for having me. Yes, I grew up in this industry as a child performer, and I think one of the things that had me attracted to the project is that sometimes, you know, when you're attached to fame or being in some sort of limelight, it can be dehumanizing to where you're just supposed to show up and perform and be a commodity for people to talk about you, judge you. And so this was an opportunity for me to express that. But I think for all of us involved with the film, we were all super sensitive and nervous and had to really process the opportunity before we all agreed, especially from my experience, because I was really touched by her story. Bobby Christina, just hearing about what was going on, and as a filmmaker and as an actor transitioning behind the camera and balancing both, I think one thing that I've learned from doing this movie is I've been prepared to take a position to dissect and direct and write and produce or act in content that's dealing with the millennial generation. As me being an older millennial, I kind of sometimes feel like content is not directed towards our growth and evolution as adults. And I was very compassionate towards this story simply because Bobby Christina was a young girl, a human being, growing up with these iconic parents. So my goal was to focus on her human side, her young girl side, her teenage side, the relationship between her and Mick, which, like everyone, you know, said, it could be anyone. But how can she really have an identity outside of her parents being larger than life? So focusing on her was key. And to be honest with you, I really didn't focus on the fame too much, because I felt like it would redirect our story. I had to focus on a story of two iconic parents that happen to be rock stars, have a child, and what is her experience. So this was very, I mean, you're hearing human a lot through all of us, but for me, this story, we had to really disconnect from all of the tabloids, all the judgment, because I think it would take this story a different direction, and hopefully people will be surprised that we approach the story clearly off of Bobby Christina wanting to be heard and us trying our best to approach that. And I think it was very spiritual for everyone. I think we all grew and we all became a family. So beyond making a biopic to try to get to mimic this life, we just said, all right, let's submit to this organism. Let's submit to this story. Let's submit to her. And let's try to tell the best story from her perspective, inspired by these events.
Thank you so much for that really critical insight. And I'm going to bounce back to our screenwriter, Rhonda Baraka, who was interrupted with audio issues to see. Rhonda, was there, another part of what you were sharing with us that you wanted to convey, or were we able to capture the full thought you had?
Well, I don't know what you guys heard. I mean, if there are some specific questions, I'm happy to answer. But I totally agree with what Ty said. Just I think one of the really cool things about this project is the way that we all approached it and how we checked ourselves at every point to make sure that we were being true to Chrissy and that we were ignoring the tabloid fodder, that we weren't falling into exploitation. So that was very, very important to us, and we set the bar very high for that, from writing the story to making the movie. So that's, that was very important to me, and I think it was important to all of us.
Okay, and so I also think that's a pretty natural transition to hear from Hassan Johnson about, taking on this role of Bobby Brown, someone who clearly has lived a very public life since his teen years. Did you find it was hard to shut out everything you had heard and seen about this character, in favor of being able to honor the script? Or did you bring all of that into the role? Tell us what that process was like for you.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Hassan, and thanks for having me as well. So, I mean, it's a little bit of both. I think, it's a 50-50 with bringing, who Bobby was already into it, and then, like I think Ty said in the beginning, having to process everything. Like, when it first was presented to me, the role was presented to play Bobby, I was like, there's that tingle in your spine, because that's the original, the one and only bad boy of R&B, and that was Bobby Brown. So there wasn't a beat or a step that you missed along his journey, his career, his personal life, and so on and so forth. So there's that half where you can't help but bring that over the threshold. And then along with trying to process everything before you really can, get into the moment and see the moment, you want to isolate yourself as well, because there's this human part of him that I don't think, people even take the time to subscribe to. It's just the controversy after controversy with who Bobby was, and he was comfortable with it. We might have not been as comfortable as things unraveled and unfolded with him. And I think the way he took everything on and handled the circumstances, under the circumstances, spoke volumes for the type of person and his character. And ultimately and overall, I think Bobby is someone to basically admire, with just all the tragedy and two of the biggest losses he's probably had the experience in his life, and we did as well along with him, I think he still turned out to be a winner. I don't know if that's an over-the-top statement, but that's just in my opinion.
Thank you, Hassan. Appreciate those words and thoughts. So critical to any successful project, especially in a collaborative environment as such as making a movie, there has to be that person that brings it all together. And in the case of Bobby Christina, we had an amazing executive in charge of production in Robin Arrington. So I want to, you know, hear from Robin about, you know, the process of making this movie. And especially, I think everyone can agree, this casting, you know, I think has real brilliance to it. Talk about that process, you know, and how that sets the tone for the film that everyone will see on October 8th.
Thanks, Tasha. So I think that, like with every other part of the conversation we've been having, it was definitely a spiritual process. Everything seemed to come together the right way, but overall, everyone had input. So the EP, Tracy, and Wanda, EPs Tracy and Wanda, D'Angela, Rhonda, Ty, even Eric Thomas Sumas, we all sat together and we brainstormed. And the right people just got picked. I don't know how to explain it better than that, and it would have taken me days to really go through all the steps. But we had a great casting director, Leah Daniels, and we have great talent executives that actually go out and execute on our vision. But, I mean, down to Demetria, this is Demetria's role. I mean, when you see the movie, you'll know that. This is Joy's movie. Najee embodies Nick in ways that he gave him textures and depth that the most antagonists wouldn't have. And this movie is an inspiration, right? So it's inspired by Bobby Christina's life, and I think that that is what gave us all the creativity, the base of all of this. I think we were all, as a community, as professionals, protective of her image. And knowing that that could have been, like D'Angelo said, anybody's child or any of us, given the different circumstances.
Thank you so much, Robin. Operator, we are now going to move into the portion of the teleconference where we open the line for Q&A from members of the media. So I'd like you to instruct them on how they can get into queue to ask questions. And then we're going to quickly move into that part of the teleconference. So once you've given instructions, I'm going to ask one last question of our speakers gathered here while we allow the journalists to get into queue.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. If you have any speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone.
Awesome. And while we wait to take our first question, I'm just going to wrap up this portion by asking of Joy, Demetria, and Hassan. The three of you form the nucleus of the family featured in this movie. Can you talk about what you want people to take away from this film about this influential music family?
For me, this is Joy. For me, I think, you know, from day one, when I started doing research into Chrissy and Chrissy's world, there was a common reoccurrence where she's always saying, you know, I just want the world to know the real me. I just want, you know, them to know who I am. I want to tell my story. And so it from day one became like this really intense mission, I should say personal mission for me. And I still kind of have that nature where I want to protect Chrissy. So telling her story became like my number one focus and almost feeling like getting justice for her voice to be heard. So as Bobby, what I would like people to take away from Bobby Christina as a person is, you know, her sense of humor, who she was as an individual, you know, her beautiful and sometimes complicated relationship with Whitney, her fight, but most importantly that she realized right before her untimely passing, she realized that she was enough. And because of that, I guess, recognition of self-worth, she was able to go and pursue her dreams, and she was not afraid, and, you know, she was confident. Unfortunately, you know, she didn't get the chance, which, I mean, maybe ultimately contributed to her untimely passing, but I think every young woman, even young men, can relate to that. You know, once you realize your self-worth and that you don't need someone else to validate, you know, that self-worth, you're unstoppable, you're invincible. And so that's what I would like people to take away from the film, you know, that Chrissy realized she was enough, and that even just everyday people, you know, you can do anything possible if you just realize that you are enough with what you have inside, with what God's giving you. That's it for me.
This is Demetria. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead, Demetria, please.
The thing I want people to understand about the nucleus of that family is that no one choice is only one choice. Everything that we do with the people we love, the people we hate, the people who hurt us, the people who help us, has a ripple effect. And I think that if people understand the power of those choices, the power of the choice that Whitney, Chrissy, and Bobby all made to love the way that they loved, have the faith that they had, hope the way that they did, dream the way that they did, even the hurt that they experienced is something that is completely human. And those are all choices that we need to understand affect us as a community, as a family, as an individual, as a mother, daughter, sister, brother, lover, whatever those choices are. Understand that they are ours, but they are for everybody else as well. And if everybody takes the opportunity to recognize their power of choice in this movie, then we can help stop a couple of other tragedies from happening.
And this is Hassan here, and I just want everyone to basically understand the amount of unconditional love that I think this family had for one another, and that was the dynamic. Love is the message. That's what is to be taken from this. And like Demetria said, you know, love within all the love, throughout all the hate, and back around again, you know, it's still the love that's going to persevere and triumph over everything. And I think the other half is that they all accepted one another for who they were. Bobby for Whitney, Whitney for Bobby, and, you know, Bobby Chrissy for who her parents were. You know, it's unparalleled to any other universe. So they just accepted everything for what it was. The amount of unconditional love is you know, through the roof. And I think that's what made them amazing people. And for Bobby to still be here standing, you know, I think that is a testament to that. And that's really what I feel in my heart. And that's what I've always gotten from, you know, Bobby and Whitney's relationship and, you know, and that of who Bobby Christina was, you know, just was that culmination. So I just think love is the message, unconditionally speaking, nothing more, nothing less, and, you know, there's nothing that can really just tarnish that thread. And I think with the amount of talent, and I mean, I'm just still amazed at all the talent that was able to come together and get this done, that, you know, the fans of Bobby and Whitney will be satisfied. I think that's exactly what they'll get from it. You know, that love is the message.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I know that Vivica has another engagement, and so I definitely want to make sure that we hear from her and that we try to get at least the first couple of questions in queue. presented, if we can just have her for a couple more moments. So Vivica, would you like to, speak on what you want viewers to take away from this project?
Ooh, wow. It's a really good question. I want the viewers to learn a little bit more about, like, Bobby Christina, the young woman that we tragically lost, and know that, she was a normal girl just like us, and that I hope that they get awareness when it comes to speaking out against domestic violence, and also to just learn to love even more the legacy of Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina, and to embrace us as actors and know that we have nothing but absolute love and respect for the Houston family, and that we also feel a loss of, with both Bobby and Whitney being passed away, and that I just want them to know that we took into all considerations of their family and treating this story with respect. And they're going to be so moved by the performances of Joy, who played Bobby Christina, that, and also Demetria playing Whitney Houston, that it'll be kind of like going down memory lane a little bit, and that they'll just love them even more and miss them even more. But mainly that, just to let them know that how, that if they need to speak out and if they get a little lost being in a relationship, that hopefully this will enlighten and encourage them as well.
Thank you so much, Vivica, for that. I'd like to go ahead and take our first question, operator. It looks like we have Latifa Muhammad with Entertainment Tonight.
Hi, guys. I just want to say quickly before I ask a question that I viewed a little bit of the movie, and it's chilling. It looks like it's going to be amazing. You guys spoke a lot about how this is a labor of love and how you want to also kind of spread a message and get people to talk about domestic violence. But I wanted to know what has been your response to Bobby Brown filing a lawsuit or attempting to sue over it, as well as Bobby Christina's estate.
Okay, so I'll take that one. The network has made a statement, a public statement that I know has been provided to Entertainment Tonight. We certainly are happy to provide it again to you now, but that is our definitive statement on where we are with the legal challenge.
Well, can you provide me that statement, because I don't have it.
Oh, absolutely. We can do that right now. Mm-hmm. Dalila, will you email that statement to Latifa, please?
I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you
so much.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Was there anything else that you were you wanted to ask?
I also wanted to know, how did you guys kind of go about, especially with playing the Bobby Brown character and also the Bobby Christina character? You guys are obviously the central characters in the film, so how did you kind of go about channeling those characters?
Okay, so that question is for a specific actor. Do you want to direct it specifically to someone, or you just generally want them to respond? Because I'll kind of point them out so they know who knows who.
So it's for Joy, who plays Bobby Christina.
Okay, Joy.
And now you want to take that? Nick Gordon.
Oh, awesome. Okay, let's start with Joy. Joy, did you hear that question, or do you need her to repeat it? Okay.
Could you repeat it one more time?
I wanted to know, what was your process of channeling Bobby Christina and kind of, you know, getting into character?
So, for research purposes, I probably watched Being Bobby Brown the whole, like, all the episodes, probably about 17 times. I knew all the words. And what I did was I just looked at Whitney and Bobby as if they were my parents, as if they were Joy's parents. And then I kind of put myself in that world as seeing growing up with these two, what that would feel like. And then I looked and I studied Chrissy's mannerisms. I mean, you can see, even as a little girl, who she is on Being Bobby Brown, and you can see how the fame affects her. You see you know, where she loses weight and she has, like, all of these self-identity issues. So I really tapped into, I mean, again, the human side of her. I did a little bit of research into my own maternal relationship with my mother and our struggles and, you know, learning about Chrissy and Whitney, I kind of was like, you know, Ma, we need to figure this out because we don't talk as much as them, you know. Like, I got so much from seeing her on camera and all of her videos, all of her social media accounts. You know, she was very available for me to see her and tap into her. And honestly, I'm so grateful for Steve. You know, I've learned so much from this project, from her and Whitney and even Nick, you know, understanding I had to really, I had to step back because Joy couldn't stand Nick Gordon. So I had to figure out a way to be Chrissy in love with Nick. So I had to see him through her eyes. And because of that, I was able to go, oh my gosh, this is why, you know, he is very, charming and he is, you know, he was cute and he says all the right things at the right time. So I had to just slip into that. And I mean, I think the cast did such an amazing job. Once we got back to our real lives, we had trouble shaking them off.
Thank you, Joy. And Naji, did you also want to respond?
Yeah, I think channeling these characters, we had a blessing because we had some of the actual folks that actually knew them and spent time with them, spent a lot of time with them actually. You know, Chrissy's friends, we had them on set, you know, so I think me knowing Nick's background, you know, just getting the full scope of his background and how he grew up and then, you know, how he met Chrissy and then just the environments that they grew up in around in Atlanta. You know, it really put us spiritually there and definitely in that mindset to capture everything that they were going through and their whole environment. So, you know, we definitely had a lot of channeling to do, but, you know, like I said, we had a great blessing with having people on set that actually knew them that, you know, helped us out more. So, I mean, it was amazing, but yeah, people are definitely going to see the connection that we had. And yeah.
Thank you so much. And I'll also add, Latifah, that while we're, of course, not able to address legal motions, we, as a network, stand by the film and how the creative team presents this period in Chrissy's life. You know, at every step in the creation of it, we were careful to capture the essence of this story, really taking into account all the known facts and coverage and interviews. And as Naji just stated, observations from friends who were a part of her life, who consulted on the project. So we'll take the next question. Thank you so much for that question. Next question from Amanda Williams at EMU.
Hi. I also wanted to add that I watched the pre-clip that was given to us, and it was amazing. I'm really looking forward to seeing all of this. My question is for Joy. And I just want you to take me through the preparation for this role and how did you prepare and what was the most intense scene you had to film throughout the whole entire thing?
So in preparation, I mean, even from still auditioning process, you know, like Demetria, I had always been a fan of Whitney Houston from like childhood. That was my mom. Always playing Whitney. And so I was like, oh, I would love to play Whitney Houston one day, knowing I don't look a thing like Whitney. So when this opportunity came up, it was like, it was so important, you know, it was like my chance at my dream. And so I took it very, very seriously. And then I felt like honoring Whitney Houston's favorite person in the world was such a task that I had been blessed with. So from the minute I found out, I mean, even before I found out, I watched everything. If there was anything with Bobby Christina hashtag, I saw it. If there was any video or interview, I saw it. I pretty much know him all by heart. I just really tapped into who she was, like with her family, who she was on camera, who she was with her friends. You know, I think understanding Nick was a huge challenge for me, probably one of the biggest challenges. And I think because he was there with her and Whitney, you know, a lot of the times just those three, you know, it kind of sends a message that, oh, my mom trusted him, so I trust him. You know, there was a real trust issue with people around them. So it was almost like she had permission from Whitney to be with him. And, you know, they felt like it was them against the world. So that was, you know, I think the most challenging scene for me was probably a fight scene I had with Nick Nagy. It was probably the fight scene because, well, actually, no, that wasn't true. I actually loved that because it was like my time to get justice for Christian. So I just went in. I was like, how dare you? You know, but you know what I did struggle with? Demetria and I would film these scenes, and it was, I mean, the love between these women, I promise you, I don't want to sound weird, but you could just feel their presence there. Like, we're shooting, and I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and we're just boo-hooing, and you have all these emotions, and then you look up, and the camera guy is boo-hooing, crew is crying, you know, you just really felt their presence there. So filming those were really, really emotionally draining, but so beautiful at the same time. So I would say that was the most exhausting part of it. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll take the next question, please, from Rodney Ho of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Rodney,
sorry, I was on mute. I had to unmute myself. Apologize. How are you?
That's okay. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, I wanted to ask Rhonda, I mean, it looked like you had a lot of places to get source material in terms of writing the screenplay. What were you looking for? Or what were places you accessed to piece together the screenplay?
I was really looking for information that was not already known. You know, when we came across material that the media had tossed around a lot, that people had talked about a lot, that was the material that we didn't want. We wanted to know what her friends thought about her, what her relationship was like with her friends. I wanted to tap into Tracy and Wanda and their experiences with her and what they knew about her, little personality quirks, little things that she liked and didn't like, just who she was as a person. Those things were not readily available. So we had to mine for those things and ask questions and really, really probe and try to find, again, as everyone else has said, the human aspect of her story.
Was the Lifetime reality series at all helpful to you guys? That one season they did?
For me, honestly, anything that was available for public consumption already, I was not all that interested in. I got more from my conversations with Tracy Baker Simmons, and I would just spend so much time on the phone, and she'd tell me stories about this girl that she knew. And we, you know, I'd probe and we'd cry and, you know, and I'd identify with this girl because she became real to me. You know, she came off the pages of the tabloid and she was a breathing, living human being. Even in death, she became very real and very alive to me. And that was what we wanted to show to the world.
I want to ask Rhonda, this is Robin Green-Arrington, the EIC from TV1. So even though Rhonda's correct, we didn't try to get things that were readily available, we still went for storylines that were already in the news. There's nothing that's new in this movie that hadn't already been said somewhere. We kind of pulled it together, and it's an inspiration, right? This movie's inspired by Bobby Christina's story. But if you searched enough and you went back, you would know that a lot of the stuff that's in there, I'm sorry, all of it, is been already in the news. We see it together in a one pack.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.
We We'll take the next question from Nye McGee at EUR Web.
Hi there. Yes, good afternoon. So my question is for either Rhonda or Ty or anyone on the creative team, whoever would like to answer. Can you talk a little bit about what was most challenging about putting this project together and kind of tie in any creative limitations that you experienced?
Ty, you want to take that?
Yeah, I think... Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Can you repeat your question again so I can be specific, because it kind of has layers to it, so I want to make sure I respond correctly.
Absolutely. So the first part of the question was, what was most challenging about putting this project together, and did you experience any creative limitations? If so, can you kind of talk about that too?
Okay, yeah. I would say the hardest thing, and I'll speak for myself personally, was submitting to the bigger picture of what this story was about, which was, I think everyone said, love, being a human being, being a tight-knit family, being a family that respects each other. Literally, the hardest thing was for me to submit as a creative, as a vessel, and not have any bias or judgment towards anyone that we were dealing with in this picture, and to really focus on the heart of it, not the negative of what we all heard. So the biggest thing was for me to get outside of my own way, and then not only that, have, you know, of course you're taking on a heavy project like this, so fear, a lot of fear could be in place because you're already trying to jump to the conclusion of how people are going to perceive this versus if we're being honest and we're submitting to the art, then we'll be okay. And having the phenomenal cast that we had and the phenomenal, like, Rhonda and Tracy and Wanda and Eric and D'Angela and Robin, and the list goes on and on as far as the people that were there consistently, I felt like once I got to meet everyone and sit down with everyone with this phenomenal cast and producers, I was like, all right, guys, let's just lock arms and lock hands and really let's do this. So that was the hardest part. And my long Kansas City, you know, is to get out of my way, no ego, no fear, and really submit and be the vessel that we all needed to be. As far as any creative limitations, I think, I would say, you know, of course with filmmaking, everything can be complicated or come off that way, but I gotta be honest, like, our production team and TV One and Swirl and Rhonda, we didn't have any. We literally, the little small things that would try to get it away, we just had to jump into what life is and make what we had work, which was
right.
This cast that really just tapped in. And we felt like we were living this story, or at least trying to be inspired by this story from a positive outlook versus what everyone has read or heard.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, please. We have our next question from Kim Ford of Jubilee Magazine.
Hi, this is Kim Ford from Jubilee Mag. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, my question is for Najeed and Joy. Did you have any preconceived notions, because there was so much media coverage, there's not one person that did not already know what happened in the story. So did you already have any preconceived notions about who Bobby was, Bobby Chris was, and who Nick was, that you had to unlearn so that you could deliver what was written in the script?
I mean, that they were always in the spotlight. You know, we had to definitely personalize and really get into how they were behind closed doors. You know, so that was a lot that we had to capture and really get into. But I think we had the help of, you know, Tracy and Wanda sometimes, and then we had, you know, people that were a part of their childhood as well. You know.
Okay, and Joy, did you have anything?
Yeah, for me, I would see Chrissy, because, you know, I always loved Whitney. I would just see Chrissy as almost like a victim. I felt like, you know, she was just drawn, you know, a short stick, I guess. And so I had to kind of remove that and just see her as a human being in these certain, you know, circumstances. And I had to recognize her fight, you know, because Whitney didn't take no mess, so Chrissy didn't take no mess. You know, I had to see her as not just this, you know, vulnerable, you know, messed up person. You know, I had to tap into who she was humanly. And for Nick, I think was the biggest challenge because, like I said earlier, you know, Joy saw him as just, I could stand the guy. You know, it's like he hurt Chrissy. So I had to look at him through Chrissy's eyes and see him as a lover and see him as someone who isn't threatening or someone who I believe has my best interest at heart, you know, someone who I adore and love. So I had to really remove Joy from that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. We'll take our next question, please. Ashley Blackwell from Parlay Magazine.
Hi, everyone. My question is for the whole cast. What would you say was your favorite part about working together collectively as a cast?
Why don't we start that one with Hassan?
Oh, well, hello. I would say my favorite part of working with the cast and everyone was, I think, behind the scenes. How comfortable we were with one another, the chemistry that we all shared. You know, it was a lot of laughs. The energy was over positive, if that's a such thing. And, you know, that's what made me feel safe. And knowing that, you know, we were doing the right thing. We were all doing the right thing. I think it being, you know, from people that was, it brought to you by people that were close to Bobby and Whitney and Bobby Chrissy as well. I think that helps, of course, because the best interest of their legacy is at heart. We deter from the negativity. We focus on what feels good and what was positive about their relationships, their characteristics, and so on and so forth. So when the cameras weren't on, we just vibed and we all got along like we knew each other already. And I was thinking, like, I just can't wait to do this again with the same people, you know, under the same circumstances, whatever it calls for. I just can't wait to do this again. And I think, you know, as actors, I think that's something that's a plus when you're working, because, you know, there's always, it's unpredictable in the process when you're filming. You don't know we don't really know what we're getting ourselves into. You really don't, you know, until the day of. And I just appreciate just the camaraderie just with the cast and the crew. For me, that was my favorite moments, was just when the cameras weren't rolling and we were able to be ourselves and just laugh and just, you know, and just feel good about what we were doing. And that's what happened. And it was just, it was never a dull moment. And sad wasn't even in the vocabulary. You know, I know we got to relive some of these moments that were, you know, not on the most uplifting at times with Bobby and Whitney and Bobby Chrissy, but we found a way around that and telling this story and, you know, and acting it all out. And I think that's what I really enjoyed about it.
Did anyone else have something to add?
Joy or Nadine?
It's Joy.
I think, okay, go ahead.
Still the same way. Oh, I'm sorry. The cast and then even Ty is our director, because he's an actor director, you know, he felt almost like cast with us. You know, we considered him just as much a part of the cast bonding experience as any one of us. It was just, it felt almost like just meant to be. The way we all just clicked, like, right away from jump. Like, and we still keep in touch. Like, you know, I have lunch with Viv all the time, or, you know, we have our group chat that we text in all the time. And like Hassan said, we just feel like, I want to do this again, you know? You want to work with people that you just click well with. And I think it was because we all had the common interest of making sure this story was told properly and respectfully and in a manner that would make Whitney, Christy, you know, proud. You know, we all had that, we all felt that responsibility. And this was like a passion piece for all of us. So I'm thinking maybe that was the through line that connected us all. But, yeah, like Hassan said, we clicked right away, never a dull moment. Offset. It kind of felt like, you know, Whitney and Bobby, old Whitney and Bobby, when they would clone around and sing and, you know, play with each other. I feel like that was kind of like the tone, like off camera, where we were just always playing and bonding. It was cool.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We'll take our next question, please. Operator?
From Willie Mae McIver, your line is open.
Great. This is Willie Mae McIver, and thank you all so much for being on the call. Looking forward to seeing the movie. My question is for Demetria. And the question
I think we've lost Demetria. I'm sorry, Willie Mae. She was one of the actors who is in production on another project.
Did we lose Vivica, too?
We have Naji, Hassan, Joy, and the creative team with us.
Okay. Well, Joy, I do want to ask you a question then. What did you learn from the character that you played that you will take with you for the rest of your life?
From Chrissy, I learned that I am enough. You know, I said that earlier, not to be repetitive, but I learned that I don't need anyone else to validate, you know, my talent or my dreams. I also have gained a better relationship with my own mother. We're closer now just because of the insight I got from Chrissy's relationship to Whitney. I'm stronger now too because of this experience of playing Chrissy. Yeah, you know, I see a better self-worth for myself. So I thank Chrissy for that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations. You're welcome. Congratulations to all of you on the film.
Thanks, Willie.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question, please.
Following question from Bethany Sargent from Texas Metro News.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. This, again, is Bethany Sargent with Texas Metro News. My question is for both Ty Hodges and Hussein, if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. If I pronounced it incorrectly, my apologies. So both of you guys kind of touched bases on the adversity you guys faced on the making of the movie. And my question is, I wanted to know how you guys overcame that obstacle despite the negativity towards the movie and how you guys proceeded to make the movie despite of people saying or having negative comments.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I'm not sure we were all clear on the question.
Like the whole thing or just... like my audio.
I did you guys get that? Do you understand Ty, her question? I had issues hearing it.
Okay. I'll do it again. All right, so my question is for both Ty Hodges and Hussein, and I wanted to know but basically, both of you guys touched bases on the adversity that was encountered during the movie. And I wanted to know how you guys overcame that adversity and proceeded with the movie despite of.
I didn't hear them touch on adversity during the movie, but
Ty, do you want to take a stab at that?
Tessa, we have lost Ty. We'll be dialed back out to him.
Oh, okay. I can answer that. I can answer that from the network standpoint.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead,
Tasha?
Robin. Go ahead, Robin.
While we were doing the movie, we were in the movie. I mean, I think that people have said it throughout. We were so immersed in the movie. We became a part of the world we were in. And the inspiration continues to be Bobby, Christina, Whitney, the love story of the mother and daughter, but also the fight that Bobby, Christina had. I mean, we all know how the story ends, but when you watch the movie, you could see that she was just like her mom. She wanted to live. She wanted to thrive. And so when the movie was happening, anything that was happening outside and any kind of buzz that was going on, and not a lot of people knew necessarily when the movie was going on that it was happening, that wasn't our focus. So we were all dedicated to creating what we all are very passionately proud of.
And then, Hassan, do you want to grab any piece of that?
Well, just to piggyback, I believe that was the same notion, and the feeling was that it was a movie inside the movie. I think the key or safe word for everything is despite. It's despite this or despite that, we overcame. Like all in a nutshell, I think if anything, any anomaly, let's say, sort of presented itself, it was deterred with just, good energy, positivity, and we were just so immersed in the world of Bobby, Christina, Whitney, and Bobby Brown, and Nick Gordon as well. We were just so immersed in that. We just had to strive until the message was conveyed that despite the tragedy, there's some triumph at the end of it all. You understand, Bobby, Christina just had these dreams bigger than the universe, and and it's true, she was just like her mom. They just wanted to thrive. They wanted it all, and they wanted it for everyone as well. They were very generous, people. They had these honest and generous souls, and I think just when trying to accomplish that and telling the story, there's nothing that could really get in the way. So this was just something that was gonna happen, hook or crook. It was just gonna happen. Once we got out of the starting block, the finish line, it was just a matter of time before we got to the finish line. It's just in between time what the race entailed before we get to the finish line, but nonetheless, that's what the goal was to finish up strong, and I think we did. I'm very happy.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Hassan and Robin, for your response, and thank you, Bethany, for your question. We'll take the next question, please. We'll take the next question from Humility at Mixed Media Review.
Hi, this is Humility, and want to give hats off to Tracy, Ty, and Rhonda. You've presented a body of work to the cast that apparently they are really embracing. And so congratulations on that. I want to ask, my question is, if you will, is for Joy and Naji specifically, but anyone can jump in there and answer it. You all have done a really good job just on this press conference in just being a spokesperson for this family. Do you believe, I heard Joy mention it was hard to shake it off after, the acting was over. Do you believe that you're going to be some type of a spokesperson or maybe a listening ear for people who will relate to Bobby Christina's story and to Whitney's story? And if so, how are you prepared to respond to the public when you're out and about?
Joy, you want that? Or, oh.
Sure, I'll take it. Already people have reached out on social media about, how they love Chrissy, and they're also
nervous about the story being, you know, the way we were going to tell the story. And the same way I responded to them, you know, I would read things, which I shouldn't have, but I read things I would say, oh, what did she ever do? Why would they tell her story, let her rest in peace? And, you know, Ty and I had a conversation where we just laughed because it's like, in one breath they're saying she didn't do anything, but then in the next, you're criticizing her for not having done anything, and in the next breath you're saying let her rest in peace. So the comments and the naysayers kind of just gave us, you know, all that more motivation to really tell her story and to really stand for her. So I have no problem vouching for Kissy forever. You know, I feel like it is a part of me now. Her story is a part of me. So when people come up and say, or, you know, I've also had a lot of people say thank you just from the trailer. Thank you for shedding light on her or portraying her in a certain way. So for me, that's really reassuring. And it, you know, I guess the question was, like, if someone comes up to me and says something about...
No, you did a good job. You answered it. No, you answered the question because, yeah, and I would love Najee if he could give some feedback, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think this film hits a lot of issues, you know, as far as with domestic and, you know, with maybe drug abuse and just with everything that has, you know, that went on with the family or with Nick and Chrissy, you know. So it was a lot of problems that was, you know, seen. But at the same time, you know, it's what goes on in the world. So it wasn't just, you know, this particular family. So yeah, it is very relatable to a lot of people out there. And this story is not just about, you know, the Houstons, but it does capture, you know, a life of a young girl that they go through some real life situations. So, you know, and it does hit that. So, you know, people come up to us, you know, it definitely does have an impact on, you know, what we brought to it and what we took away from it, because it was intense to play, you know, but at the same time, we knew what went on with the family, and then at the same time, we understood the whole process of this was just more than fame and money. This was more a personal relationship with family and you know, more so.
Thanks for humanizing this family. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello.
And their next question comes from Tiara Green from JBS.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Hi, operator. I was on mute. Thank you, Tiara.
Hi, this is Tiara from TheWabBF.com. My question is for Ty Hodges. Is he still here?
No, we lost Ty. I believe his signal dropped. Is there anyone else that you'd like to... Yes, we still have Tracy, I believe. Okay. Tracy, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Tracy. Go for Tracy.
I just wanted to ask, you guys talked about her friends helping with telling Bobby Christine a story. How did the family feel about the biopic? Basically,
we didn't do this movie in conjunction with the family. Sorry, this is Tasha. So I don't know that, Tracy, are you prepared to speak to that?
No, not at this time.
Okay. I will say that, you know, given that we did not do this in conjunction with the family, you know, understandably, you know, they would not be working with us to promote it, and you would, you know, obviously have to speak with them directly about their thoughts.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we will take the next question, please.
Fred Willis online from Soul Posture Media.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, thank you for hanging out with us. It's a little long. I want to shout out Humility before I ask my question. That was a great question. That was my question. But I want to ask this one as well. Shooting this film and going through the experience of completing the project, what did you all learn about Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina, even Bobby Brown? What did you learn in the process of creating the movie that you wish that people would have known about them in earlier times? Maybe good stuff, maybe stuff, you know, that never came out, or stuff that, you know, I guess wasn't salacious enough to make the news. What did you learn about them that you wish people had known about them before the movie came out?
Hi, this is D'Angela, head of programming for TV One. I'll take that question. I wouldn't say that we necessarily learned substantive things, you know, like her favorite color or anything like that. But what we did learn, and one of the things that we're super proud of with the telling of this story, is that ultimately we're telling kind of three stories in one, all centered around love, as Hassan said earlier. There, in my mind, there's kind of like three love stories intertwined with the telling of Bobby Christina's story. It was her love affair with her mother that she lost too early. She really, really loved her mother, and we demonstrate that in the film. They had a loving mother-daughter relationship, and so just imagine, like, you're a young woman, and your life is dedicated to being a support to your mother, and that's taken away from you at an early age. What do you do with your life at that point? Then she, Bobby and Whitney, Whitney's love story is told in this film through the lens of Bobby Christina's memories of her mother and father together. That's the second love story. And then the third love story is the one that ultimately ended in Bobby Christina's demise, and that's the love story between Bobby Christina and Nick. And, you know, as we said, or as I said earlier, you know, there's some universal themes within this story that are applicable to every human being who desires to be loved by another. And when you love someone, it comes with all of who they are, and it comes with all of who you are. So I think that, you know, once you guys see the full film, you will be able to appreciate what we've all been saying on this film.
And if I can add to D'Angela, we did learn her favorite color. It's purple. She's a Pisces.
That's true.
We actually had a really interesting moment where some purple balloons came out of nowhere, like on the last issue. We were in the King and Queen building area. It was amazing, like with all this purple, and it was kind of confirmation for, I saw it first, this is Robin speaking, and then I was like, what are those balloons? And then it was just an amazing moment for the cast and the crew. I got quite emotional about it, seeing the purple as a confirmation of her being in approval.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your answers, everybody.
Our following question comes from Tawanda Bling from Interrupted Blog.
Thank you. And these are the final two questions we have in queue, so we're going to be wrapping our call up after these final two questions. Go ahead, Tawanda.
Thank you. Now, this question is for Joy, Hassan, and Naji. Now, after doing the film and knowing what you know, are you more empathetic to Whitney and Bobby Christina's legacy?
I'll start that one off. I think that's this is Hassan. I think you just have to be empathetic to the legacy after being part of such, you know, a touching and compelling story. And in the sense that, you know, like for me, so I could imagine, but I didn't know how much Bobby Christie really loved her mother. Like, you know, we've discussed throughout the call, all together. And, I think it, yeah, for me, it was just like, I was amazed by it almost to the point where it makes you kind of question your relationship with your mom. Like, or like, you know, or my mom, like, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, have I felt this warm and loving and trustworthy towards my mom? Or, you know, just things like that, just nuances like that makes you realize or reminds you that, you know, that you're human and that you're real and, you know, you got to not let pride sometimes get in the way of our, you know, life journeys and what it has to offer. You know, we're our own worst enemies. And, you know, and yeah, and it's, I think it's just automatically, you know, you're compelled to have that empathy towards that legacy. It just reinforces whatever's already there, I think, for you.
Anybody else want to take that one? Joy?
Yeah, I was just going to say I agree with Hassan on that. I mean, you already adore the legacy, and then once you step in and really get an understanding for them as human beings, it just, I mean, it locks it in stone. You feel so much for these people, and I think with our film, you know, the audience will have that experience where you feel for them as human beings, and you kind of understand, oh, okay, that's how that decision might have been made, or, oh, that's, you know, it gives, aside from the tabloids, it gives you, like, an insight into kind of who they were, you know, just as a family. And so, for me, of course, I love the legacy even more now.
Thank you so much. Okay, and we will take our final question from Shanova Bursi at Fusions prior to final remarks.
Hello, everyone. This is Shanova with Fusions Magazine and TV. And this question is for Rhonda. What challenges did you face when you were writing the script, if any, for the movie?
I wouldn't say challenges. There were no external challenges, as we stated. I mean, there was lots of information for me to draw on. I think if there were any challenges, they were self-imposed. I think that the kind of challenges that most writers face when taking on a story like this, just wanting to do it justice and, you know, wanting to, realizing the magnitude of it, realizing the importance of the story, we're capturing a young woman's life and trying to present it in a way that reveals her in a way that she has not previously been revealed. So that, I definitely felt the weight of that, but at the same time, I felt extremely honored to be the one to be at the beginning of that process and then passing the torch on to Ty and to the actors. So it was quite an undertaking, but certainly well worth it.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and congratulations to everyone, and I look forward to the movie.
Thank you. So as we all come to the conclusion of this call, thank you so much for hanging in with us and for participating today. We want to definitely reconfirm that we'll be airing and premiering the movie on TV1 Sunday, October 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I want to go back to our speakers to give them an opportunity for any final thoughts that they would like to leave everyone with regarding, you know, participating in this film, you know, any hopes or aspirations you have for what you want to convey with this storytelling. And we will begin with our star in the title role, Joy Rivarez. Joy, were there any final thoughts you wanted to leave with our audience today?
Thanks, Tasha. I would like everyone to kind of identify with this girl and see, at least gain an appreciation for the fact that she was
able to realize that, you know, she was enough. And right before she passed, she had actually formed such an amazing bond with Bobby Brown. And I think, you know, that also gave her fuel to say, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to go and do this. You know, I'm going to go and pursue my dreams. So I hope that young women, young men, you know, look at this film and maybe if they're in a similar situation where they're maybe in a toxic relationship or, you know, things just aren't right, they'll speak up. And hopefully Chrissy's story can save another life, you know, or at least influence, you know, people to be stronger and to have faith in themselves. That's what I would like.
Thank you, Joy. Nazi?
Yes, I would definitely feedback off that. I think her story could save a life because, you know, as you say, you could take away all the cameras and all the lights. These were just, you know, just humans, and we were just people, just close, tight-knit family, you know, that, you know, is every other family. It's just like, but, you know, they had certain situations and problems to overcome in life. But I think a lot of people are going to take away that they were just a family, a real tight-knit family, and how close they were, honestly, you know, even through all the tabloids and all the stuff that people have seen. They're going to take away that this was just a family and a problematic girl, but at the same time, she had a strong presence, and, you know, she carried a strong legacy. So, oh yeah, I think it's definitely gonna open some eyes.
Thank you. And Hassan?
I just want people to realize how much more out of life I think she wanted, how much more out of life, you know, Whitney wanted for Bobby, Chrissy. And, you know, despite the tragedy, there's still some underlying triumph. It is, and if this film somehow there be some sort of closure for fans, you know, and friends and so on and so forth alike, then, you know, I think that's it's the proper vessel for that closure. You know, they were normal people at the end of the day, and, you know, that's just really what the gist of it all is, and that, you know, the unconditional love they had for one another was unsurpassed. And just with watching it, just have that open mind. That's all that, you know, these were people that wanted everything that life had to offer, despite the negativity and all the ridicule. And, you know, that's really what the main focus was. So, you know, I think, you know, the audience would be satisfied with what, you know, what we came up with.
Thank you so much, Hassan. And with that, we'll just hear a final word from members of our creative team, beginning with executive producer Tracy Baker Simmons, who, you know, was very instrumental in developing and bringing this project to the network. Talk to us about any final thoughts you have that you want to leave with the audience.
Thank you guys for joining us today, and I would like to say that this project was a passion project for Wanda Shelley and myself. We met Chrissy, we were blessed to meet her through being Bobby Brown, and then worked with her after her mother's passing on the Houstons. And this, you know, we were just blessed that TV1 was, you know, willing to give us this opportunity, that Wanda was willing to lend herself as a writer. Joy brought this voice through Ty's direction that, you know, honestly, it's like this is our gift to Chrissy, and we feel like this young lady finally finds her voice through this film, and we could not be, you know, really more emotional but also happy with regards to that. And we're very, very honored and thankful to everyone who played a part in this. World Films, TV1, all of the talent, and Ty, the DP, like everyone who played a part and just really wrapping this up in a bow and giving this to Christy.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Robin or Rhonda?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll just say that intention is everything. And when D'Angela and Tracy talked and this came in-house, I was like, D'Angela, I want to EIC this. I don't often get to do a lot of movies as a managerial more, but when intentions are right and it's a perfect storm, things turn out right. And I think the movie is a testament to that. Everyone has said it over and over. It was a spiritual experience, and I am at peace with that, and I'm hoping that the spirits of Whitney and Bobby Christina understand how much we were honoring them when we did this.
Thank you, Robin. How about you, Rhonda, as a screenwriter?
Sure. I would just, you know, challenge everyone who's watching the movie to do what we did in making the movie, and that was to shed any preconceived notions, shed the judgment, approach it with an open mind and with purity and with love and with compassion for these people as people, not as celebrities. And we feel that through this, you know, as Tracy has said, you know, by giving her this gift, by being her voice, hopefully she can rest in peace.
Okay, thank you so much. And then D'Angela, as our head of programming, you know, final word from you on the project?
You know what, Tasha, what Robin said about the intent, I couldn't have said that better, because it always goes to the heart of the matter. And oftentimes when you have biopics, people always look at them from the lens of whether the story should be told, who's telling the story, who's supporting the story, and all of those sorts of things. And I think when they're doing that analysis, it gets tricky, right? This is about a great movie. And at the end of the day, it's about the content. It is about the content. It is about the heart of the content. It is about telling great stories, nothing more, nothing less. And that's what we endeavor to do. As we told the Bobby Christina story, and I also agree with Rhonda, that as viewers, as media, as press, as bloggers, and so on and so forth, that you approach, the story with the same compassion that we approach making this movie.
Thank you so much, and so very, well said. I'll also add that, you know, we strongly maintain that Bobby Christina Brown, you know, deserves better than what she has received in terms of how she's been depicted up until this point. And in doing this story, we feel strongly that she, as a young woman at the center of it, needed to be depicted with a strong commitment to both authenticity, but also a respectful and understanding insight. And that's what we feel like we've done here. That's what I feel strongly our creative team has done here. They've really brought this story to life in a three-dimensional way, with an honest and insightful script, with thoughtful casting, and creative choices that really emphasize the emotional journey over the flashy melodrama that has really been the hallmark of what we've seen about Bobby Christina to date. So with that, we appreciate all of your time. We encourage you to share with your audiences that they should join us on Sunday, October 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern to see what it's all about. And, you know, let us know if there's anything else you need, and we look forward to it and to hearing your thoughts after you've had a chance to see the entire film. And thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.